Now, the fourth constraint. This gives a linear order to the words of a sentence. Since the relation that makes sentences out of words is a partial order, while speech is linear, a linear projection is involved from the start. Every language has one or more normal projections. In English, the operator is said after the first argument, so that where, which has two arguments, appears in the middle, as in men wear coats or something like that. Now, the fact that the linear order is a separate thing, a separate step in sentence making, just a projection of something else, leaves room for alternative linear orders to exist without prejudicing the grammatical relations, which are related to the partial order. This nets us the grammatical source of modifiers, which are a very, very important thing in grammar, because there are altogether two main alternative linearizations in many languages, including English. One of them is bringing a word toward the front of the sentence, especially when it is, so to speak, the topic of the sentence. As one can say, John, I have long distrusted. From I have long distrusted John. So this is bringing a word in the sentence to its front. The other one, and these are the two main ones anyhow, the other alternative linearization is to interrupt a sentence with a whole subsidiary sentence. For instance, one can say, in the sentence, the opposition was unprepared. One can interrupt it and say, the opposition, so John said, was unprepared. And you can interrupt it at various points. Now, one case is especially important. It's a case that uses both of these together. It's a case when the interrupting system, the interrupting sentence, begins with the same word as that before the interruption. For instance, if a person says, I believe that John is responsible, then you insert, John, I have long distrusted. And one says, I believe that John, I have long distrusted, is responsible. In this situation, the adjacency of the repeated words, the two occurrences of John, enables the repetition to be reduced to a pronoun. This is not an easy matter because language does not have a counting system. It doesn't have an addressing system for words, and therefore can only do things under favorable conditions. When the two words are next to each other, it can say the two words are the same. If the two words are a distance, it is very hard in language to say what is the distance between the two words, and therefore to identify what the antecedent is. But this is something I will touch upon in a later lecture. So, in this situation, when you have, I believe that John, I have long distrusted, is responsible, in that situation, one can reduce the second occurrence of John to a pronoun, which, who, and so forth. When you do that, you get, I believe that John, whom I have long distrusted, is responsible. This is the birth of the relative clause, from which all modifiers in English are derivable. It's a very important construction, and it comes simply from the fact that linearization is a separate step from partial ordering, and therefore that there's certain play in linearization, as indeed alternative linearizations.